So Source always sees us as beautiful and the perfect beings that we are. So what about those, your words, those buggers that maybe are murderers, somebody that's very disconnected? Does Source then just look at who they've really become and is not looking at what has happened? Or
precisely.
And so whatever has happened is actually perfect because the person who is the quote-unquote victim, even though there are no victims, is sort of, it's all perfect.
Well, here's the thing. We know that there are many things that happen on your planet that you don't want to happen. And it's hard to hear that Source isn't condemning those things as man wants to condemn them. But here's how it works. First, we want to say that that person who is motivated to the violence that erupted in the murder, that person could never have offered that behavior if they were in alignment with who they are. So it is absolutely, completely accurate to say that that behavior that you are abhorring was the result of a person separated from who they really are. So in the contrast of life experience, every time they knew what they didn't want, even in that what you would call horrible act of murder, they are launching rockets of desires of what they are preferring, and the larger part of them is becoming. In other words, in the same way that the more you know you don't want to experience the absence of money, you become vibrationally a richer person, or the sicker you are in your physical body, the weller you become vibrationally, the more violent you are, the more peaceful you want to be. In other words, it's this contrasting thing. The more you know what you don't want, or the more you experience that end of it, the more the other end of it is shored up. Don't you always speak more about wanting to be well when you're sick? Don't you always speak more about wanting to be organized when you feel disorganized, or to be on time when you are late? Isn't the contrast always what helps you to identify your preferences, you see? So what has happened is that over a lifetime, often, as if you could read the profiles or talk to the neighbor of someone who had gone on a rampage of murder, they will often tell you that this was a person who was persecuted by peers or environment. In other words, they were sort of tortured by others. But we want to remind you that they're not tortured by others who are asserting themselves into their experience. They had that vibration going on, and so they were attracting that. And we've been saying to you for a long time that if you've got something happening and you feel negative emotion and you don't know what it means and you don't do something about it, don't worry, it will get bigger. And if you still don't do something about it, don't worry, it will get bigger. So what happens is the indicators just get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until, before you know it, he's yelling at someone or punching someone or running over someone with his car or whatever. In other words, the discord within you, you don't take it very well. When you are accustomed to being tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and all of you are accustomed to that, it's who you eternally are. When you really get separated from it, you throw tantrums at all levels of your being. And those children that throw tantrums, the tantrum that they are throwing is because they feel in that moment absolute and utter lack of empowerment, when every fiber of their non-physical being wants to know empowerment. So now, bring us back round to your original question. It was so good, and we have departed from it slightly, and we want to come back to the specifics.
How does Source look at that being that is so disconnected?
Well, when the physical being knows what he doesn't want, he knows what he does want, and Source rides that rocket. So Source only sees you as your life has caused you to become. And that, in fact, is the reason that the more you keep going the opposite way, the worse you feel. It's so interesting. With the discord that you're living, you make the stream go faster. And then when you turn to go upstream, you make it even worse. In other words, you are the reason that your stream is moving as fast as it is, and you're also the reason of your placement in the stream. And isn't it nice? In other words, sometimes Esther will say to us, "Oh, Abraham, give me a break. You've got to admit that what she did was wrong. You got to admit that." And we say, we cannot look there. We do not look there. And the fact that you are looking there is the reason that you feel the bad way that you feel, because you've gone someplace that the larger part of you will not go. If your inner being would join you in those negative thoughts, you wouldn't feel the discord in those negative thoughts.
So when that person croaks, okay, and he makes that alignment to a source, does he not see what had happened in that lifetime, or does
no,
he then take that source perspective?
He takes that source perspective and feels no regret.
Right. Excellent.
And that bothers humans immensely because they are so hoping for some sort of punishment. And in that judgment and punishment, you are holding yourself apart from source. In other words, the angrier you are about those ne'er-do-wells who have done things that you are so looking forward to them being punished for, if you knew what the death experience really was, you would not give it to those buggers that bother you so much.
Great.
Isn't that nice to know? Don't you like knowing that you are source energy? Don't you like knowing that that which man has been calling God's love really is God's love? Don't you like knowing that that which man has assigned to God's vengeance is only man's separation from that which is God's love? There is only a stream of well-being. There's not. You don't walk into a room and look for a dark switch. You don't expect to flip a switch and make inky, misty darkness come in and cover up the light. There is no source of evil. There is no source of darkness. There is no source of sickness. There is no source of badness. There's just me in my human form beating the drum of something that doesn't allow me to be a vibrational match to the stream of well-being. There's only a stream of goodness and well-being which I in my human form am allowing or not, allowing or not. It really is that simple. And once you begin to acknowledge that, and you begin reaching for your conscious awareness of how this thought feels when I think it, and how this thought feels when I think it, you will begin to notice the absolute correlation between the thoughts you think and the resonance of vibration that you establish and what comes into your experience. And you can show yourself in 30 days of playing with this how source really feels about you, how source really feels. You can show yourself what source feels like when you can align with it. You can show yourself what it feels like to not align with source, and you will know without any question within your being that there is only a stream of pure positive energy which you or anyone is in the moment allowing or not. There are so many people using so many excuses as their reason to not line up with source, and we know when you find a lot of things and you don't line up with source, you get pretty mean. And when you get pretty mean, then you make all sorts of laws and rules to try to make other people behave in ways that you think will make you feel better. But how's it working out? It doesn't work out. The only control you have is your own vibrational gap. And when you tend to it and come into alignment and begin seeing the world through the eyes of source, now you are the loving being, the powerful, creative, loving being that you were born to be and that you were when you were born.
Thank you. There's great love here for you.